Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomini. Today we learn Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimel 133. Another short Mizmor. Shir Malot LeDavid, Hine Matov U'Manaim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. I think many are familiar with that line. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Kashemen Hatov Al Arosh Yored Al Zakan Zkan Aaron Sheyored Al Pi Midotav. It's like the precious ointment or oil upon the head that runs down to the beard, Aaron's beard, that runs down to the garments. Katal Hermon sheyored al Harei Zion. Like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains. Kisham tziva Adonai tabracha chayim ad haolam. For there, the Lord has commanded the blessing life forevermore. A short psalm of just three verses, yet much to analyze and appreciate. First, to what does this psalm refer? To which period, great event, which brought together brothers and friends? Rashi suggests it refers to when the Beit HaMikdash is built and God will sit there together with the brothers and friends, with Israel. Rashbam says it refers to when the Israelites would ascend the mountain of God during the festivals. Other commentators suggest that the Achim, the brothers, are Moshe and Aaron. Or maybe the Achim are the priests. Or perhaps the Achim are the King Messiah and the High Priest. Or Malbim says that the Achim are Yisachar and Zvulun, literal brothers who join together their physical and spiritual lives. Now Rav Samit changes these three verses into four batim stanzas, splitting the third verse into two units. The two middle stanzas both present similes which parallel each other in theme and in literary connections. What does it say? It says the brothers are sitting together, Shevet Achim Yachdav, kemo, like, two things, Shemen Atov Al Rosh HaYored, the good oil which falls onto the beard, and Tal Hermon SheYored Al Harei Tzion, the dew from the Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. Now, once again, the commentators try to interpret these similes and do so depending on their understanding of the identity of the brothers. Those who see the brother as Moshe and Aaron have verse 2 on which to rely, seeing as the name Aaron is used as the receiver of the good oil. If Moshe is anointed with the oil representing leadership by God, then that oil naturally flows to the beard of the garments of his brother who shares in this role of leading the nation. The second metaphor of the dew from the Hermon simply reinforces the first one about Moshe and Aaron. Now, those who see the brothers on a more national or even universal dimension have to see the metaphors of the oil and dew as pertaining to the symbols of Shefa, of abundance, which comes when there is peace and harmony amongst brethren. Samit, as he often does in a 20-page article, scans all scholarship on the psalm, ancient and modern, and adopts the interpretation of a scholar and ethnographer, Shlomo Dov Goiten, who lived in Israel in the middle of the 20th century and taught at the Hebrew University, and then moved to, I believe, Philadelphia. Goiten noticed the phrase, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, brothers sitting together, as referencing the several times in Torah where exactly the opposite is portrayed. Velo yachlu lashevet yachdav. The brothers were not able to sit together. Lot and Abraham are a perfect example because they are brothers, as it says, hine anashim achim anachnu, who couldn't get along and live in the same land. Why? Greed. Money. Velo yachlu lashevet yachdav. Yaakov and Esav also could not. Even the tribes of Israel suffered the same fate, their greed preventing them from dwelling together. Samit sees the psalm as having two foci, based on the two similes, commenting on the brothers sitting together pleasantly. The first is socioeconomic, in terms of the inheritance of the fathers, and the second is in the religious realm. When brothers put aside their avarice and choose to sit together with ni'imut, with pleasantness, there will be two responses which divide the psalm into two parallel sections. Stanza 1, which speaks of brotherly joy in sharing life together, is parallel to stanza 4, which speaks of God's blessing. And stanza 2 and 3 do the same with stanza two connecting to the brotherly joy of keeping the house together. Samet sees the metaphor of the oil falling into Aaron's beard as reflecting the notion of shefa, which will be shared from one brother to the next as the love that binds them brings internal blessing. Oil, after all, says Samet, is a blessing from the earth that man produces and enjoys its benefit with family and friends. At the same time, stanza three, which offers a second metaphor of dew, should be seen in light of the blessings of dew on the nation. Recall that the blessings of Tal is found in the Torah as a gift from God, as it literally falls from heaven and is meant to shower the nation with God's love and blessing. Thus, the short psalm delivers a simple statement which is quite difficult to achieve. How lovely and wonderful it is to see brothers and friends sitting together, sharing in wealth, land, national responsibilities, and identity. But if that is achieved, it means they put aside their greed, their hierarchical statuses, their wealth inherited, in order to share with each other and build the land together. If that is accomplished, then the psalm says two blessings emerge. The oil of anointing, which flows from the head of one brother to the other, from family to family, permeating throughout the nation, and the dew from heaven, the divine gift bestowing blessings on the entire nation for eternity. Now, the song is sung by Jews of all denominations and political identities all over the world. It's a utopian message often sung at a Shabbat meal, when in fact Jews of different types are sitting together and enjoying a wonderful meal. The analysis of the psalm only deepens the understanding of the power of this song, a song which conveys the greatest blessing on a nation, a willingness to put aside differences and desires in order to foster harmony and serenity. In doing so, exclaims the psalmist, not only will there be shared internal resources, joint goals, and dividing of the agricultural and economic blessings, but the divine dew will be bestowed upon all heads, descending from the heavens through the mountains of Zion, from there to the entire nation, and ultimately to the world, ad ha'olam, eternally.